Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. At least 9 deaths are blamed on the icy storm that has pounded parts of the South. In Texas, hundreds of thousands don't have electricity.
Chainsaws roared. Crews worked to clean up icy debris caused by the winter storm.
I was a little shocked. I didn't realize it was going to be this bad.
Customers say frozen limbs are falling on roofs and cars and are blocking roads.
Reporter Paige Hubbard of affiliate KEYE. Heading into the weekend, the Weather Channel's Greg Postel says the northern half of the country is in for bone-chilling temperatures.
Wind chills will be like about minus 50 in Maine over the next couple days. Something to watch as this Arctic air mass moves into the northeast this weekend, but then quickly moves away by early in the week.
The Republican-led House has voted after a debate today to oust Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee, citing anti-Israel comments. The day after his first debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, President Biden used the National Prayer Breakfast to urge unity.
Let's just sort of kind of join hands again a little bit. Let's start treating each other with respect. That's what Kevin and I are going to do. Not a joke. We had a good meeting yesterday. I think we got to do it across the board.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he plans to resist tying spending cutbacks to the debt talks.
If you want to debate closing tax loopholes, which we did in the IRA and we would like to do more of, if they want to debate spending cuts, that'll be a budget process to do, but it shouldn't be tied to the debt ceiling, plain and simple.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been picked to give the GOP response to President Biden's State of the Union. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us a free school lunch might come with a certain price if a lawmaker in one state gets his way.
Republican Idaho State Representative Ron Mendive wants children to work for their free school lunches. Mendive says that might cut down on the amount of food students waste. The lawmaker did not say whether he envisions young students sweeping floors or wiping down tables to pay for meals.
Health officials advising people to stop using over-the-counter eye drops, Ezra Care artificial tears that could be causing an outbreak of infections. The CDC reports 55 people in 12 states affected. CBS's Stacy Lynn tells us today was the big day of the year for the groundhog we know as Punxsutawney Phil.
The plump little rodent stared at the crowd, then...
Speaking in groundhoggese, directed this President Dunkel to the proper scroll.
Which said...
I see a shadow on my stage. It's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 86 points. The NASDAQ is up more than 300. This is CBS News.
This is terrifying.
This is really a whodunit.
This is the moment of truth.
This is 48 Hours.
This is a senseless murder.
This case reads like a movie script. It's just more like a horror movie.
This is real life drama.
This is crazy.
I'm the only person alive that has ever walked out of his own grave.
This is how we make a difference.
This is real.
If it wasn't for 48 Hours, there would have been a funeral.
This is 48 Hours.
Available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1968, Americans were introduced to something new.
This is 60 Minutes. It's a kind of a magazine for television.
5 decades later, 60 Minutes is America's most watched news program.
You believe this is the toughest challenge humanity has ever faced?
Absolutely.
But if you miss the TV broadcast, you can listen to full episodes as a podcast.
That's really clever.
60 Minutes, Sundays on CBS, and available anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003.
4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today. Lows dip down to about 14 below overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 5 above. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Overcast tomorrow night, lows level off around 1 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 6 below.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's Groundhog Day, and Punxsutawney Phil is predicting 6 more weeks of winter. He saw his shadow this morning, but oh no, a bigger oh no. George Santos also saw his shadow, so we have 6 more weeks of lies. Yesterday he said, I'm going to stop lying. He lied. Right? It's like, give me a break. We've got a lot to talk about today. Is cruelty Ron DeSantis' trademark? I'll get into that in just a moment. Republicans vote to end COVID precautions as a study finds COVID is the leading cause, well, the third leading cause of death among children. Is this political move going to work for them? Also, guess what? You can get away with voting fraud by not going to jail, but only if you're a Republican. I'll give you the details on that. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent, American war correspondent, who is now living in Kyiv, Ukraine, is going to give us an update on the situation in that country. Also, why do Republicans want more babies? And why do they want to put those babies to work? Well, you know, when they're not quite babies anymore. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. This is actually two amazing stories and a crazy alert in the second hour. Although also a serious story, the Satanic Temple has opened an abortion clinic named after Sam Alito's mom. And they are planning on bringing this nationwide. It's fascinating. In our third hour, at the top of the third hour, Michelangelo Signorelli is going to drop by about the Pope's recent call to end the criminalization of homosexuality. Also, Tucker Carlson is claiming NBC is openly advocating for the genocide of white people. Really? This is all about victimhood. I'll explain that. And a pigeon alert. In our third hour, a de-extinction company wants to bring back a prehistoric pigeon. How can you revive a robot from the planet Xenu? I'll explain when we get to that. Also, just two quick stories from the news today. Annalisa Lafayette had called into our program earlier and a couple of weeks ago and said that she was planning on running for Seattle City's Council's Position 1 in District 1. And I said, hey, if you have a website up, let us know and we'll give you a plug. She sure enough does. She has a website up. It's Anna Lisa Loves Seattle, A-N-N-A-L-I-S-A, lovesseattle.com. So check out Annalisa. If you are in Seattle, I know we have a lot of listeners in Seattle. We've got a major station up there, KBCS, that blows our signal all over the area. So anyhow, I wanted to start with the other piece of news. At this moment, they're voting to kick Ilhan Omar off the Foreign Affairs Committee. The Republicans, Nancy Mace has shifted her vote or decided on her vote, and they're going to kick her off. This would remove from the committee that determines foreign relation positions and postures for the United States of America a woman who was born in Somalia, grew up in a refugee camp, emigrated to the United States, Absolutely brilliant woman, a black woman, a Muslim, absolutely brilliant. And I mean, if anybody in the entire United States Congress has an understanding of international politics, international situations, what it's like to be a refugee, all these things that you would want to have on the Foreign Affairs Committee, it's Ilhan Omar. But for the Republicans, they don't want her on there because, number one, she's black. Number two, she's an immigrant. Number three, she's a Muslim. And number four, she's a woman. And number five, she speaks her damn mind. And all of those things are intolerable to white Republicans. How dare she? So we'll see, but this is not looking good. We'll know within probably 10 minutes, you know, what's going on with this. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is a short one today. It's titled, "Is Cruelty Ron DeSantis' Trademark?" And I tell the stories of a number of Floridians, start out with Rosaline. She's a 60-year-old Floridian who hopes she doesn't get seriously ill because she'd be wiped out by the increase in her already burdensome medical debt. She has no insurance and she won't qualify for Medicare for another 5 years. Ron DeSantis is just fine with this because cruelty is his trademark. During the pandemic, Congress appropriated billions to help states expand their Medicaid programs. That money is coming to an end in the next few months, meaning that Florida, which has refused to expand Medicaid in the first place, even though federal subsidies, the federal government pays 93% of the cost, Florida is set to throw another 2 million or so residents off their only possible source of health insurance. This is bizarre, but Ron DeSantis doesn't care because cruelty is his trademark. Michael, 30, lives in Orlando and has asthma, but running his little business buying and selling used furniture hasn't earned him enough to cover his medical bills, and so he can't pay his rent. He just got an eviction notice, and the state gave him a list of homeless shelters. He said, quote, "I was given a list of homeless shelters to choose from, but I hope it doesn't come to that." Ron DeSantis is just fine with that. Cruelty is his trademark. Violence, hate, bigotry, and cruelty are the four cardinal points of fascism. And, you know, historians for years have wondered whether we would see a fascist, authoritarian, dictator type rise in the United States. Yeah, we've had plenty of candidates, right? We had bribe-taking Nixon. We had a Central American fascist-loving Reagan. We had Gitmo-torturing, war-lying Bush. And, of course, Trump. But with Ron DeSantis, we may finally be facing an all-American politician who actually has Mussolini's guile and ruthlessness and willingness to see people die to advance his political career, all while being smart and educated enough to avoid the buffoonishness of Trump that's so easily, you know, caricatured and made fun of. Mussolini was a famously short man who strutted around with his chest thrown out and his jaw sticking out. Just like DeSantis, both men are socially awkward, craved power, lacked empathy, displayed casual cruelty, sucked up to the wealthiest men in the nation, and demonized opposition politicians, literally calling or implying that their fellow citizens are the enemy. This was a favorite trick of Hitler and Orban as well, and of course Trump. But you know, Ron DeSantis doesn't care. Cruelty is his trademark. Miriam, a single parent of two young children, discovered a lump in her breast but postponed visiting the doctor for months because she had no health insurance with her job as a housekeeper. Finally, she realized the potential gravity of her situation. She said, "I needed to be there for my children." So she got treatment from the charity ward of a local hospital. However, she had to pay copays, and they added up to $2,183. Then she lost her job in the pandemic. And now she's behind in the $200 monthly payment. She still owes $1,783. And now she's in collection. And she's afraid of what's going to happen when the court comes for her. But Ron DeSantis is just fine with this. Cruelty is his trademark. George Washington warned us of people like Ron DeSantis. He said, quote, this was in his farewell address. He said, "The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism." George Washington went on to say, "But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of one individual. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. George Washington continues, it agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms, kindles the animosities of one part against another, foments occasionally riot and insurrection. Is this starting to sound like modern history? He says this produces a fire not to be quenched. It demands a uniform vigilance to prevent its bursting into a flame, lest instead of warming, it should consume. Well, here we are. 225 years since George Washington uttered those words, and here we are with Ron DeSantis. Hippolito, the father of four who lives in Florida, is worried about his life's partner, the mother of their four kids. He says, quote, my wife has been in pain for weeks now, but we can't afford to find out why. I swear I'm very afraid she's pale and suffering every day. His wife hasn't visited the doctor because their family can't afford the expense when they have to house, feed, and clothe their kids on his job as a cook. But Ron DeSantis is just fine with this. Cruelty is his trademark. Arresting black men for voting, terrifying them and ruining their lives while making sure they're paraded in chains before the cameras. Threatening public school teachers with prison for simply teaching history. Lying about medical science regarding vaccines to suck up to the Trump base. Using rhetoric that feeds bigotry and hate against gay, lesbian, and trans people. Intimidating the college board so they strip Black Lives Matter movement out of the AP African American Studies curriculum. Lying to asylum seekers to get them on a plane to Martha's Vineyard as a stunt to elevate his own political fortunes. Ron DeSantis is just fine with all of this because cruelty is his trademark. Ignoring the health and safety of his own citizens. DeSantis led Florida into a veritable COVID Armageddon. So far, 84,176 Floridians have died of COVID. As Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, said of Florida, quote, they let the virus spread largely unchecked in terms of personal mitigation. People weren't wearing masks. They weren't encouraged to wear masks. Vaccination was only encouraged for the elderly population. So they made policy choices, and the consequence was an infection that largely engulfed most parts of the state. After this orgy of death and disease, now 12% of Florida's population still lack any form of health insurance. And in a few months, as many as 2 million more Floridians are going to lose their health insurance because Medicaid is going to go, you know, these added funds for Medicaid from the pandemic are going to go away. So Florida's going to end up with over 4 million uninsured people, desperate, panicked, hoping that they don't, you know, find a lump in their breast or on their testicle or in their leg or what, you know, whatever, praying that they don't get sick. And Ron DeSantis is just fine with all of that because cruelty is his trademark. You can read it over at HartmanReport.com if you want the links to the various stories that make it up. It's free, no ads, nothing. Just go check it out. Don't even need to sign up. So the Republican votes to Republican parties are voting to end COVID precautions. And you can get away with voter fraud if you're a Republican. Stick around. I got two more amazing stories for you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences. Like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar. or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at mancrates.com. Mancrates.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. The reason I get one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They're the softest sheets you'll ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Hurry, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth with my promo code. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. amazing. The House of Representatives, Republicans in the House of Representatives yesterday pushed through legislation to repeal vaccine mandates. This is another culture war thing, right? They're really not interested in doing anything that will benefit the American people. This is a shout out to QAnon and the anti-vaxxers, these hysterical nut jobs on the far right. And there's a few of them on the far left, too. Congressman Jim McGovern called him out, the Democrat of Massachusetts. He said, this is not serious legislating. This is political posturing. But that's all Republicans have, right? You know, their tax cuts for rich people are not going to get past the Senate. And they're gutting the EPA and the IRS, not going to get past the Senate. So this is the kind of stuff they do. But this is actually harmful. The White House came out in response to this. They said an abrupt end to the emergency declarations would create wide-ranging chaos and uncertainty throughout the healthcare system for states, for hospitals and doctors' offices, and most importantly, for tens of millions of Americans. And the White House said it would negatively impact border security policy. You know, Donald Trump back in 2021, at one of his rallies, he said, yeah, I got the shot. I was the guy who made those vaccines, and he got booed. And that was the last time Donald Trump ever mentioned the vaccines in a favorable light. And now you've got DeSantis saying that he's building a file of opposition research on Trump. Right? This is one of the DeSantis people told a news reporter to emphasize the point. Trump has pulled together pictures of DeSantis standing over a woman getting vaccinated. He personally wheeled her to get jabbed, he says. Steve Bannon, who is Trump's former strategist and is in tight with a bunch of the cokehead far-right House Republicans, the so-called Freedom Caucus, he's telling them to pursue investigations of the coronavirus vaccines. These nasty vaccines, there's something up with them. But, you know, the public health authorities say that the vaccines have saved at least 3 million lives worldwide. That's substantial, and they've probably saved a lot of lives in America. I mean, we still have about 500 people a day dying from COVID, but overwhelmingly, they are either unvaccinated people or people whose vaccine boosters are way over 6 months out of date. Those are the two things that put you at risk, in addition to obvious health factors, you know, pre-existing conditions and stuff like that. And meanwhile, now we find COVID is the third leading cause of death among children. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and then pick up your phone calls. So stick around. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today. Lows dip down to about 14 below overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 5 above. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Overcast. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 1 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 6 below.
Takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's Day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. Picking up your calls in just a second. I did want to tell you, though, that at the same time that the House of Representatives voted to end mask mandates in hospitals and doctors' offices, honest to God, these people are complete idiots. At the same time that happened, a new study was just published. This was yesterday. In fact, it was reported in Forbes, of all places, Forbes.com. The headline is, Study Finds COVID a Leading Cause of Death Among Children and Adolescents, How to Stay Safe. And COVID turns out to be the number three killer of children in the year 2020, the year 2021, and the year 2022. Number three. Now, part of that was that kids didn't have vaccines in 2020. And weren't eligible for vaccines throughout much of 2021, but then in 2022, kids as young as 6 months old could get the vaccines, but a lot of them aren't because so many of them have anti-vax parents. And so now we have COVID being the third leading cause of death between infants and 9 years of age. And still, the Republicans are saying, oh, no, it's just no big deal. It's not a problem. You know, we don't care about that. That's, you know, we think that vaccines cause people to mutate and turn into monsters and things. And, you know, we've been doing vaccines. George Washington vaccinated his troops. We've been doing vaccines for a long, long time. I realize it had a different name back then. It wasn't called vaccine. It was called, I forget the word, roleization or something. Pardon? No, it wasn't inoculation. There was another word for it. But anyway, it's been around forever. But, we there's always going to be anti-science people, right? There's always going to be people who are just unwilling to understand understand, I guess, is the right word, what's actually going on. So let's pick up your phone calls here. Kurt in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. You were talking about Ron DeSantis and his meanness, right?
Yeah, his cruelty, specifically.
His cruelty, thank you. Well, anyway, back in 2022, Ohio's Republican Party actually had a primary for the governor's race where Mike DeWine had a challenger in Jim Renacci.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Renacci was running on the platform of, Ron DeSantis is the greatest governor this country's ever had, and I will run the state of Ohio just like Ron DeSantis.
You're kidding.
No.
I guess he's, this is popular with the Republican base. You get somebody go ahead.
Well, then here's the thing. I almost thought about crossing party line in that primary because I knew Ohio is stupid as they are, and they are stupid voters. I almost thought about crossing party line to vote for Mike DeWine over Jim Renacci, but because my thought was, if I'm going to have a governor who's a Republican, I can sleep better at night with Mike DeWine versus Jim Renacci. But it turns out Mike DeWine got 48% of the vote and Jim Renacci only got 24% or something like that.
Yeah.
But
Well, DeWine, though, is the guy who championed the sending postcards into black neighborhoods in Cincinnati and Cleveland. Saying, are you still at the same address? And if those postcards weren't returned, purging those black people from the voting rolls, he purged hundreds of thousands of black people. Took it to the Supreme Court.
Actually, that was in 2018 when DeWine was running as the Republican candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who was in charge of doing that was John Husted, who was then the Secretary of State,
right,
who became Mike DeWine's Lieutenant Governor.
You're right.
But what I was going to say is you had a caller about her congresswoman and how you said you should get on their social media and just blast them and everything. Mm-hmm. I actually got into fights with Jim Renacci on his social media, calling him out on his BS and his garbage.
Really?
He would refer to the Democratic Party as a Democrat party. And I said, you do not need to call them the Democrat Party. That's an old Joe McCarthy tactic to make the emphasis on the rat and all this other stuff. He said, well, I never heard about that story. And I said, yeah, you're still using Trump's language and all this other stuff. But anyway, it got to the point where he had enough of my calling him out and basically doing a Harry Truman where I told the truth on him.
Right.
And it made him feel like he was in hell. And that he blocked me and told me never to talk to him again.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. You know, the only people, I don't block people when they disagree with me on Twitter, or, the only time I block people is if they impugn my motives. You know, people who call me, I don't know, call me sellouts or so, another, you know, stuff like another that. One I'll really block that. But.
And another one that Renacci hated, too. And by the way, he's in some nationwide campaign to make America great again. Yeah. But anyway, he told me how there was a man in his town in Pennsylvania who was very wealthy, and I guess Renacci grew up poor, and he said, my parents always looked up to him and said, you should always be like him. And we're talking the 1950s and 1960s, and I said, gee, he probably didn't get wealthy because of trickle-down economics from the 1920s. He probably got wealthy because of the FDR policies of the 1930s and 40s, and Eisenhower continued through the 50s, and Kennedy and Johnson in the 60s. He hated everything I said about that because, wow, you know, I was attacking his trickle down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's, well, good on you. Good on you. Kurt, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for sharing the story with us and reinforcing my suggestion that people, you know, use social media to challenge these politicians.
And you may get blocked. Yeah. And you may get blocked.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, a badge of honor.
Yeah, exactly. It happens all the time. Kurt, thank you. John in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, it's been a while since I've talked to you. One, I wanted to say your side comment of the Freedom Caucus is a bunch of cokeheads. Now, that's funny. I'm sorry. Okay. That's just funny.
It's spelled K-O-C-H, you know, not C-O-K-E, but yeah.
yeah. But I wanted to get your opinion on I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri, and I wanted to get your opinion on our Josh Hawley wackadoodle we have as a senator, right, in the upper 2%, and he doesn't even live here in the state. He uses his sister's address as his address.
Where does he live? He's Washington,
D.C.? He doesn't live here. Yeah, Washington, D.C. He has a big mansion in Washington, D.C. He grew up very wealthy, and he doesn't even live here. They said he keeps saying, I'm building a house here in the state of Missouri. He hasn't built a house here at all. He keeps using his sister's address as his address.
Right.
You know, if you ask him personally, do you know where these different spots are in the state of Missouri? He has no idea. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know rural Missouri. He doesn't know the major cities of Missouri at all.
Does he ever do town halls or anything in Missouri? Does he come back and talk to his constituents?
Never.
Yeah, I have yet to find a Republican who does that. It's, maybe there's some out there who will, you know, show up in bright red districts or something like that. But by and large, Republicans are just not doing town halls anymore.
Well, in Missouri, what I'm seeing is that there's a change coming because we just had a report here on our new local news stations that our child care protection system in the state is underfunded, understaffed, and the state legislature, along with the governor, will not address that issue. And we have a lot of children in foster care that are growing up in foster care, and it's causing problems, and they keep ignoring them.
Yeah.
And this affects a large portion of the state, and it's a travesty that the people that you elect to the state legislature refuse to do anything that is vital to the state's health.
Right. And I can tell you from you know, personal experience, having worked in that field, that an awful lot of those kids that end up in foster care or in state institutions are there because they were unwanted. They were unwanted pregnancies. And their parents just were lousy parents, treated them badly, mistreated them, abused them, whatever, because they just never wanted those kids to begin with. And, it's a real tragedy. And with Missouri being one of the states that is trying to make it harder and harder and harder to get an abortion, and now I understand your legislature is talking about even banning pharmacies from selling, morning after pills and abortion pills, you're going to see more and more kids coming, you know, 4, 5, 6 years down the road from now, you're going to see more and more kids coming into the foster care system. It's going to be a real problem for Missouri.
Oh, huge problem. Another thing that you might not know about is that the state attorney general is trying to ban theater because they had a group of junior high students go to a theater to watch a drag show program, and now they're all in a big uproar about it. The legislature wants to pass a law banning those type of things. And I'm going like, well, I already know where that this is going.
Yeah.
This is going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court because that's a First Amendment issue. And the state is, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans are about gridlock. They want to gridlock the United States government and state and local governments from doing anything. And
right, to keep taxes low on billionaires. I mean, that's the bottom line. I wonder if they've seen those pictures of Rudy Giuliani in drag, you know, kissing Donald Trump on the cheek. I mean, Rudy liked to dress up, you know. It's amazing. John, the pictures are floating around the internet. John, I got to run, but thank you for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on the Tom Hartman program, helping you win the water cooler wars. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Kevin McCarthy is pretending that he's negotiating with Joe Biden and the media is going along with it. It's bizarre. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000 plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You probably already know that there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad, but you might be surprised to learn that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. That's why to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have the ExpressVPN app downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now and get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Michelle in Denver. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
The Republican Party is inhumane. None of their policies help people. They haven't helped people in over 50 years.
Well, they do help this some people, is about, Michelle. They help people who have a net worth of over about $5 million. Yeah.
Right. The rich aren't going to spend money on the economy. They're buying yachts. Yeah. Corporation stock. So therefore, the majority of Americans are suffering because of race. This all comes down to race. They do not want black people in this country, or any other race for that fact, to take over. They did not want a black president, and they were shocked that we got one. And so now they're doing a turnabout and making sure that we never have a black, Latino, whoever, Muslim, majority in the United States government ever again. And this is why I'm saying, what are we going to do? Because I cannot take, I don't know how anybody else can, seeing another black man killed the way that Tyre Nichols is. I cannot take another person dying from COVID. I cannot take seeing poor people left out in shelters with no protection. I cannot take seeing, as the gentleman pointed out, children being discarded. I cannot take another school shooting. I cannot take anymore. And you're literally slowly, we're burning this country to the ground because enough people won't wake up to realize the damage that's being done. And I see it all around me. I see it when I participate. I see it when I try to do calls. I see it when I try to get people elected. In these red states specifically, we're being held hostage. Blue states, Colorado, New York, all these other places are being held hostage because we can't get out this electoral college. Did Marsha Blackburn go see Tyre Nichols' family? No. Did she go to the funeral? No. Did they say anything relevant to saying we're going to pass the George Floyd Act because we want to make sure black people live in this country, make it home, as Al Sharpton said? No. And so when is enough going to be enough in this country to where people actually wake up to participate and vote these guys out and never allow them to have power again, because they can't have power again? Over and over and over, we go through this cycle with the Republicans, over and over again. And it's damaging. It's damaging to the country. It's damaging to the American people. All in support of the rich keeping power, and then making America white again.
Yeah, and
it's insane.
I think that there are, with regard to all of this and with regard to race, for the very, very wealthy people who own the Republican Party, and the giant corporations who own the Republican Party, I think there's actually two levels of concern with regard to race that they have. The first, of course, you've got a lot of people in that group who are just simply racists. They don't, you know, they don't want to live in a country with black people. They don't want to live in a neighborhood with black people, et cetera. And they want black people to be hyper-policed so that they will, you know, remain in fear of, you know, anything. Basically. But I think also there's an economic issue. I think that a lot of these people, these very wealthy funders of the Republican Party, believe that there has to be an underclass. This goes back to in England during the time of Charles Dickens. You know, we have minimum wage laws here in the United States right now. England used to have maximum wage laws. It was illegal for an employer to pay their workers more than a certain amount. And the reason for that was that the prevailing thought among the conservatives of the day, you know, people like David Hume or people like, I'm blanking on some of the names, but anyhow, some of these, you know, old British conservatives from the 16th, 17th, 18th centuries, they believed that for an economy to work, you must have a permanent underclass. And how do you define who that permanent underclass is? Well, those definitions have changed over time, but typically it's immigrants or people of color. Because they're easily identified. They're identified by the way they speak, or they're identified by the color of their skin. And, this is why they're supporting Republicans, Michelle, in my opinion. So, but you just gave...
Yes, I agree. I agree, but they're also MAGA. MAGA is MAGA poorest is the, of the poor.
Yeah, that's the hateful racists.
And they're willing to die on a hill just to make sure that people of color don't have anything in this country.
Yeah.
And there's not enough white allies waking up to help. There's really not. And we have to start saying, hey, you know, when are you guys going to help us to help you? Because we've been doing the hard work.
Well, you know, in the protests, in the Black Lives Matter protests, protesting the murder of George Floyd, there were more white people in the streets than black people. Now, you know, you would expect that based on the population in the United States. There's about twice as many white people, maybe three times as many white people as black people. But historically, that's not always been the case. You know, when it comes to